This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, we are live.
Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, everybody. Here with you guys again with another episode of Dr. Samir Ra'i's book, At-Ta'bir al-Qur'ani, Quranic Expression. And what I wanted to show you today is something that he does with the words, or a comparison between two ayat that are very similar. So first, let me take you straight to the screen today and show it to you. The first of them is Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah number 4. So this is 21:4, for those of you that are taking note of that. And the second one is 25:6, Surah Al-Furqan, ayah number 6. So I'm going to translate it for you verbatim. So you can understand why these two ayat are similar, and we'll also take note of some of their differences, right? So, قَالَ, he said, رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. My master knows the word. My master, he knows the word in the sky and the earth. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And he is the all-hearing, all-knowing. So this is a comment about Allah knowing what? Knowing the word in the sky and the earth. قل in Surah Al-Furqan, قل أنزله الذي يعلم السر في السماوات والأرض إنه كان غفورا رحيما. Tell them, the one who knows the secret inside the skies and the earth, the unknown information, the secret knowledge inside the skies and the earth, the one who knows the secret inside the skies and the earth sent it down. Okay, إنه كان غفورا رحيما. Certainly, he is extremely forgiving and extremely loving, or always loving and caring. Rahima. Okay. So, very similar. So, he knows the word, and here he knows the secret. Right? Mm-hmm. So, they are similar, but there are some interesting differences. And here, he knows, ya'lamu, he knows, ya'lamu. But here, in the first one, we see as-sama'i, the sky, wal-ard. As-sama'i means what?
The sky.
But in the second one, it's not fis sama'i wal ard. It's what? Fis sama'wati wal ard. Skies. Yeah. That's the plural. Sama'un, sama'an, sama'in, sama'wani, sama'waini, sama'waini, sama'watun, sama'watin, sama'watin. That's the plural of sky, right? So why is one of them saying sky and the other saying skies? Maybe there's something to learn there. And also the names of Allah at the end. He is the all-hearing, all-knowing in one of them. And he is forgiving, loving, and caring in the other one. So it's similar, but also kind of different. Okay? So the first thing to learn here that's a little bit tricky, but I think we can make it easier, is that as-sama, which is translated sky, and as-samawat, which is translated skies, is not what it seems. So let me first clarify that. There's actually... As-samawat is clearly plural of skies. Yeah? And how many skies are there? Do you know?
Seven.
Good. So, which is altogether seven skies, right? Mm-hmm. So, it's a plural of one. And when he says skies, he's referring to how many?
Seven
skies. You would think that when he says as-sama, he's referring to how many?
One.
So, the sky is more and the skies are many, but that's not true. Actually, the only time the sky means one is if there's an additional description. So if you say as-sama ad-dunya, let's just say, let me add as-sama'u ad-dunya, right? That actually means the lowest sky. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this would be one. Which one? The lowest one.
Yeah.
The one that above us. Mm-hmm. The one immediately above us, right? That's as-sama'u ad-dunya. So actually, the singular as-sama only means one sky when there's some additional adjective. Mm-hmm. Without the adjective, it doesn't. So what does it mean when there's no adjective? Let me tell you. As-sama by itself, when there's no additional qualification, it doesn't just mean sky. It means more than that. It can mean sky. It can also mean what lies above. Mm-hmm. What lies above. Mm-hmm. Now here's a tricky question. If I say the seven skies, how many skies did I talk about?
Seven.
But when I say whatever lies above, whatever lies above, which one of that is more?
The one that lies
above. Whatever lies above includes the seven skies and may even include what is above. Beyond the seven skies, above the seven skies, right?
Yeah.
So the idea is that when you see a sama, it's actually bigger when it's by itself. If it's with an adjective, then it's just one of the seven, right? But if it's without an adjective, it can mean from sumu, the mustar, whatever lies above. So it's actually bigger, right? So now come back to the ayah. Here we found a sama, no adjective.
Yeah.
And here we found a samawat. So what are we saying? The first one is what? Bigger. And this one is what? Smaller. What's bigger and smaller? The sky. Okay. Now for the bigger one, he said the word. Rabbi ya'lamu al-qawla. My master knows the word in the sky and the earth. Here he didn't say word, he said what? Secret.
Yeah.
Right? يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. A word is either said or not said. I can actually have a conversation in my head. يَقُولُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ لَوْلَا يُعَذِّبُنَ اللَّهُ بِمَا نَقُولُ. They say inside themselves, they say the words, how come God isn't punishing us for the blasphemous things we're saying? How come I say the most terrible things about Allah and His Messenger and no lightning strikes me down? They didn't say that out loud. They said it where?
In their head.
In their heads. So when you say a word, it can be in your head and it can be outside.
Yeah.
Which means it could be a secret if it's in your head. And if you said it, then it's known. So when you say word, it includes secret plus known. It includes said plus unsaid, right? But when you say secret, it only includes what? Secret. So which is a bigger category? Word is a bigger category. And since it's a bigger category, it is mentioned along with the bigger sky, whatever lies above. And which is a more limited category, the secret, is mentioned in a more limited depiction of the sky, as samawat. You see that? The bigger goes with the bigger, and the more limited goes with the more limited. You see how things match with each other?
Yeah.
Right? Then there's the other thing. A word is associated with something good and something bad. Right? And Allah hears all of it and knows all of it, as if to say He heard the good, He heard the bad. He knows the good, He knows the bad. He knows the secret, He knows the not secret. Doesn't matter how big the sky is, He knows all of it. Every word that's ever uttered. And every word that's ever thought, He knows all of it. And He hears it and He values it. Values it as good, values it as bad. But secrets. Why does somebody keep a secret? Many times, a person keeps a secret because if it came out, they'd be embarrassed. Secrets can be kept for multiple reasons. But one reason is that if a secret came out, it would be something embarrassing. Another reason a person could keep a secret is because they're trying to protect something. Right?
Yeah.
Your password is a secret. You're trying to protect your email. Right?
Yeah.
Your combination to a safe is a secret. You're trying to protect money. Your PIN to your ATM card is a secret. You're trying to protect your bank account, right? So there are things we keep secret because there's an embarrassment. And there's also things we keep secret because we're trying to protect, right? Now, things that are embarrassing are clearly wrong somehow. And what did Allah say? He's forgiving. Right?
Yeah.
And things that are we're trying to protect, keep in our care. Right? Allah is Rahim, and Rahim actually comes from the word Rahim, which is the baby protected in the womb of the mother. Right? So the names of Allah
also correspond with, he cares about the secrets that are kept, that should be kept. And nobody can care for them better than, because the secret keeper is trying to keep, take care of the secret. Mm-hmm. And also, they're trying to, save themselves from embarrassment. And by the way, ghafoor doesn't just mean forgiving. It also means covering, meaning he keeps the secret covered. And some, perhaps he does so out of loving care, out of rahmah. So what I'm trying to get at is, you have similar ayat, and you say, he said something like this elsewhere. He already said he knows the word in the skies and the earth. Now he's saying he knows the one who knows the secrets in the skies and the earth is the one who sent revelation down. The other remarkable thing here is the beginning, Rabbi. My master knows the word in the skies and the earth, mm-hmm. right? And this is our relationship with our master. Mm-hmm. And that master, part of his mastery is that he knows everything. There's nothing hidden from him. And what's not hidden from he can hear everything and know everything, whether it's said or it's not said, mm-hmm. right? So it's furthering our relationship with what? Allah. Mm-hmm. But we have a relationship with Allah. We also have a relationship with the word of Allah. Mm-hmm. I'll say that again. We have a relationship with Allah and we have a relationship with the word of Allah. This ayah is highlighting our relationship with Allah, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And one of the fundamentals of that relationship is that we should always recognize that he knows, he hears everything, he knows everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, nothing's a secret from him. In the second case, actually, it is highlighting our relationship with Allah as the one who sent down his word. The one who knows the secret in the skies and the earth sent it down, meaning the Quran. This ayah is actually about us and the word of Allah. And the word of Allah is there to let us know that there are things we've been keeping secret, but Allah knows them. Mm-hmm. And that they're going to get exposed. And the purpose of bringing this revelation forward was that we can earn Allah's what? Forgiveness. And we can earn Allah's rahmah. We can get to Allah's forgiveness and rahmah. So the purpose, it's almost highlighting the purpose of revelation is for us to get the benefit of Allah being Ghafoor Rahim. Mm-hmm. Right? Without us knowing the word of Allah, we wouldn't know how to earn Allah's forgiveness or even ask for Allah's forgiveness properly. فَتَلَقَى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ Adam alayhi salam came into contact with Allah's words. So then he turned back to it, meaning Allah taught him how to even apologize, right? So how does one get the rahmah of Allah? How does one get the maghfirah of Allah? That comes from Allah's word, right? So he knows that secret in the skies, and part of that secret is how do you earn Allah's forgiveness, you know?
Yeah.
And that secret was revealed from the highest heavens all the way down to us. Then we have this word that was kept secret from the jinn. It was kept secret from all the other angels. Only the legion of angels that is led by Jibreel alayhi salam gets to deliver it to Muhammad Rasulullah alayhi salam. In fact, that is in the samawat, perhaps is even an ishara, an indication that the Quran was sent down secretly all the way to the Prophet alayhi salam. And as it was coming down, even the jinns who have access to the skies, as samawat, do not fully know what's going on. وَأَنَّ لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا Remember I talked to you about that? The skies got locked down. They couldn't go up. And they're like, we don't know if the earth is about to be destroyed or something great is happening. We had no idea. Yeah. Why? Because the Quran was kept secret. There's no access to it. It was vaulted up until that secret was unlocked for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? So really beautiful, subtle comparison between two ayat that at face value seem to be saying the same thing, but actually are saying two very beautiful things, two very beautiful separate things. Another really great observation by Dr. Fadl Salih Samarai. So with that, inshallah, I'll conclude today's brief session. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Guys, remember, do your best and we'll do the rest. Pray your tarawih, because, you know, be good.
Bye.
Yeah, and contemplate and recite as much Quran as possible and make as many du'as as possible. Every time you recite Quran, make du'as. Every time you recite Quran, make du'as. Mm-hmm. Even better, when you recite an ayah, contemplate how can I turn this ayah into a du'a to Allah. Mm-hmm. So the Quran is you talking, Allah is talking to you, and then you respond by talking to Allah. Mm-hmm. Make it into a conversation with Allah. Mm-hmm. May Allah enable all of us to have real conversations with Him. Barakallahu li wa lakum, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You never have excuses, guys, remember. There's people